Red IT5 with a special announcement. Mission to Zix is performing live in Los Angeles for the first time ever on July 29th at 7 p.m. at the Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth, featuring the return of extra special guest John Gabris. Tickets at DynastyTypewriter.com and MissionToZix.space.
It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, C-53.
I got us a pet.
What?
I got us a pet.
A pet?
Yeah. I was hanging out with my ship friends, and they were all happy. They all seemed to have a pet, and now they were like, "You're looking down, Baji. Why don't you go get a pet?" So I ordered a pet, and now we got a pet.
Oh, that's really great.
It's gonna come any moment now.
Baji, what kind of animal is the pet?
I just clicked pet and ship.
Seems very...
I can't wait. I think a pet is the answer.
I mean, you know, they say you shouldn't, like, get a pet or, like, you know, they say, like, after a breakup or, like, you lose your job, you shouldn't even get, like, a haircut, you know?
I would like you to answer Bargie's question.
Who is they? It was, like, a magazine for teens.
Was the name of the magazine They?
They Teen. It was a long time ago.
Right.
It was my older sister's. I was reading it. You know, I didn't have a lot to do on Rangus 6, so... Anyway, they say...
They Teen?
They say you shouldn't make any big lifestyle changes when you're in, like, a transitionary period.
Why would you need another ship in your life when you have a pet?
Bargie, you know, I know it's hard. You know, I haven't been in a relationship in
a
while either.
Anyway, okay. Opening the hatch, the pet's coming
what?
In.
What? No. Oh. That does sound adorable. C-53, how many species of pets will eat a Tellurian?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. If we're just talking about commonly accepted breeds for pets, at least 4 dozen.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Bargie, before you open the door, can I just look in this air hole real quick, just to make sure?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, all right. That's... terrifying. Listen, Bargie, could you just... Yeah, let's wait until I'm sort of on a mission before you let that out, because that might be pretty dangerous.
Oh, I ordered 2 pets. I'm sorry.
What? Bargie, come on.
Was it a BOGO?
It was a BOGO. Yeah. It was a big BOGO weekend.
Wait, will BOGOs eat Tellurians?
Oh, buy one, get one.
That means buy one, get one.
Okay.
I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Nermit Pantaloy.
Okay. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
What?
Seem to be scrambling a bit.
What? No.
You called
how
us.
How are you guys doing?
You called us. Why are you scrambling to hide something?
I called you absolutely on purpose. I didn't bump the button. And how are you?
I mean, we're fine.
Did you call us? On accident?
No.
Did you nub dial us?
No,
Missions Operations Manager Nermit Pantaloy, did you nub dial us?
No.
With your tail?
Yes, I nub dial you fine. And if you saw this, it's a poster of Turk Manikid giving a talk, and they pan out.
Nermit, you have a Turk Manikid poster in your office?
It's not. I didn't hang it. It's.
Where's our poster?
No, he's. Well, you are not giving a Reb talk.
Reb?
They have a thing where sometimes...
You get to give, like, a 15-minute little speech about a thing you're, like, a specialist in.
Yeah.
Oh, a Reb talk.
Yeah.
And so they're having him talk, and I'm not even going to go.
What's Turkmenic hits Reb talk about?
You don't
tell us.
It's about how to strap explosives to the core of a ship.
Oh, are you serious?
Wow.
He doesn't know it. He's not qualified to do that.
That's what I said, and
that's
why. That
was Sammo and Wink.
And that's why I'm not going.
How'd you get the poster?
They handed it out to everyone who
bought tickets.
You know what, Norman? I don't like what's happening over there.
We've got a mission.
Do we?
Is Tiny Toots in that poster?
Why don't you just show us the poster?
Yeah,
that's Tiny Toots right there.
Heroic.
Wow.
You know what, guys? I'll take one for the team. I'm going to go to the talk, and I'm going to figure out what his deal is. And I'm going to...
Yeah, that doesn't help. That doesn't help us at all.
Nobody asked you to do that.
You know what, guys? I'm not going to the talk.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why don't you give us our mission that we have?
So, here's what you're doing. Have you guys heard of Phoenix Ash?
No. Should we have?
Phoenix Ash is a shadowy character with deep, deep ties to the Federated Alliance, okay?
So he works for the Federated Alliance.
Or is he just, like, really good friends with people in the Federated Alliance?
We had really deep ties to the Federated Alliance. We were working for them.
Okay.
Guys, Nerman's doing a bad job today.
My best friends don't like me. How do you operate on your job?
Nerman, do you need a pet?
We have two.
We have two.
Had a deal.
Yeah.
It was a BOGO.
Oh, you know, you gotta get the second one.
Exactly.
Then.
Yeah,
sure.
That's pretty standard. Which one do you want?
I have no information about either.
Well,
one of them.
One makes this sound, and the other one makes this sound.
I'll have the first one.
Okay.
Oh, you chose wrong.
What?
That one's the scary one.
What? Yeah. No, I don't need a pet. Okay.
That's what people who need pets say.
Really?
Anyway, continue.
You are going to the Totopa Casino.
Wait, we're going to a casino?
You're going to the Totopa Casino to track Phoenix Ash, who is involved with some incredible shady dealings. And you know what? I might as well just say this outright if we're being honest. This says on here, no funny business, okay?
What does that mean?
It means it says no funny business, meaning no one will know you arrived. No one will have noticed you left. Phoenix Ash will not know that he met you, but you should come back with precious, precious intel. It's a stealth mission.
So a Tellurian droid and Dar walk into a casino.
Yep.
Or do they?
Exactly.
All right.
And, Plek, this is really rare and you need to be responsible, but we are going to give you a couple hundred kroon so that if you end up, you know, in a game of chance, you can blend.
Wait, you're giving us money?
No, it's not giving it to you. It's just...
And if we lose real big? Asking for Plek.
You can't lose more than you have.
Okay, well, you never know.
Guys, the Totopo Casino is a dangerous, alluring place, and you have to resist all of its magnetism.
Wait, so is it actual magnets?
Yeah, C-53 should not be around magnets, probably not.
It says here there are a lot of literal magnets, and also it's just very alluring.
Sort of a BOGO for magnetism.
And I think this is the kind of thing where once you guys successfully complete this mission and you report back in, we're going to be closer than ever,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
We're going to feel the love.
Let us know how his Reb talk goes.
Attention, attention. Can anyone hear me? This is Captain Hart Chartagast transmitting from the depths of a hyperdrive vortex. One moment I was welcoming some amazing new rebels into the rebellion, and then zap! My fighter is stranded in a technicolor ether separate from time and space. I can't even begin to describe what that was. Anyway, I'm picking up scraps of rebel communications, including this. Support from our noble rebellion against the putrid Federated Alliance comes from Squarespace. We used Squarespace to build our amazing official rebellion website, therebellion.space. You can go there now to see the gorgeous poster for Emissary Turk Manikid's Reb Talk. Wow, is it a beaut. The site also has Jordan Bukorkin's hit song, This Dependence Day. Download the track and check out the video. And fear not, although my very being is at the whims of the pulsing fabric of reality itself, I've been using my scancom signal to faithfully file my advice column, Hark's Tough Love, where I answer your burning questions. Therebellion.space has lots more, including the page Make a Site, where you can get this amazing offer, a free Squarespace trial, and 10% off your first purchase when you visit squarespace.com/6 and use the offer code Zix, ZYXX. Trust me, you're going to love Squarespace's beautiful templates and award-winning 24/7 customer service. That's all at your favorite website and mine, Thrabellion.space. Heart Tardigas, signing off. Why run?
You know what, guys? I gotta hand it to Bargie. She had a bunch of straight-up costumes in that room we've never been into. I look good. Does this suit look familiar to you, C-52?
Commissary Dixon, I must inform you that that is the suit that Jim Jr. Hart died in.
What? I should not be wearing this. It fits very well, though.
Ah, welcome. Welcome to Tatupa Casino.
Hi there. We're just,
Yeah, you guys seem like you should be over in the high roller section, right?
Yes, please.
A suit like that? A suit like that?
Stop. You know, it's
couple
just...
couple of high rollers, eh?
Yeah. And our droid.
Good. I'll set you up with one of the best dealers we have.
Ah, thank you. Great. Sorry, I'm just a little confused. Are you the greeter at this casino, or are you the owner of the casino?
You never been to a casino before? I'm a greeter.
Great.
And I'm the walker. Let me walk you over.
Oh, wow, cool.
Where are we walking him?
Walking him over to D34LR.
Come on, greeter, join me.
It's almost some sort of ritual emotion.
Yeah, it's a ritual. It's not a way to make sure that you start spending crude. It's not that. Keep going.
Sure.
All right.
Great. Very nice. This is really opulent casino.
It's alluring and magnetic, right?
Yeah, it's definitely magnetic.
Well, it's a magnetic core. The planet has a magnetic core.
Boys, I just want to jump in real quick. There was one costume that fit me in Bargie's dressing room. One. Do I feel like a high roller in this large, shiny balloon? No!
I'm not 100% sure that's a costume so much as it was.
That fit.
That may have just been a balloon.
D34LR will be taking care of you tonight.
Thank you, sir. I will take very good care of them, sir.
Thank you very much.
Wow, cool. Hey, just here to play a couple games, not get too involved. My name's Corp Tom Stopper.
Okay, well, at this table we play Royal Nortam. And it's 100 kroon blinds.
Emissary Dixon, we should step away from the table immediately.
Oh, C-53, you used to be...
Okay, I'm in.
C-53, you used to be a Nortam dealer.
I used to be a Nortam dealer, do you understand me? Not a Royal Nortam dealer.
We have plenty of open seats.
That looks pretty much the same, right? There's a river over there, it's a...
No. Do not put that down on the table.
I'm just gonna... Just one game seems fine.
Got money on the table? We are playing.
Great.
Are you familiar with Royal Nortam?
I'm familiar with Nortam.
Oh, it's very similar.
Oh, great. See? C-53 is nothing to worry about.
Like Nortam, there are three suits.
Okay.
Gems, jewels, stones.
Great, yep.
Unlike Nortam, there are also three substitutes paired with each suit, which are also jewels, gems, stones. So you'll be given two cards per card, which you must hold together. So there would be jewels, jewels, gems, jewels, stones, gems, stones, gem, jewels. Make sense? Etc.
And then great. Stone, jewel, stone, gem, and stone, stones.
Yes. Wow, you see, you're picking up so fast. Yes. We should get gambling.
Great. It's 100 kroon blinds.
Sure.
Emissary Dexter, for the last time, I will advise you to leave the table.
C-53, you know, I really...
C-53, I think you're making a bit of a scene.
I'm not making a scene. I'm just grabbing
the arm
of a friend and telling him he's too stupid for this game.
Oh.
But I've already bought in, and I really want to beat him.
Okay, listen, I can't let Dargo down this road by themselves. I gotta try this. One hand, C-53. One hand.
That's not how the game works.
All right, so there are your 10 cards. Remember, every card is paired with another card, so that's only 5 cards. Make sure you hold them together so they don't become separated. Otherwise, there will be consequences.
Now, can I switch the cards from one...
Ow! No.
Okay. Good to know.
Right, here are the 9 cards in the chamber and the 3 cards in the pit. Unlike normal Nortam, each betting round will consist of also passing one card to the right and putting one card face down. Then, whoever has the highest bid from the previous round gets to select either one card from the pit or 3 cards from the chamber to flip up.
Okay, just one second.
Yes.
C-53, what do I do?
Oh,
Now you're worried about how to play Royal Norton?
I just lost the thread for like a second and...
That's the point.
Okay,
Royal
okay,
Norton.
Right, yep.
It's the most complicated card game in the galaxy.
There are also five base cards included with the normal number cards. There is the Heliophant, the Empress, the Emperor, the Prince, the Assassin. If you have the Assassin in your hand at the end of the round, it is worth minus 3 points.
Okay, yeah.
If it is paired with either the Empress or the Emperor, it is worth 17 points. The Emperor is worth minus 5 points. And the Empress minus 7 points.
Okay. All right.
All right. First betting round before we place our face down card and
I'm
pass
sorry.
One card to the right.
D34LR. I'm sorry. I have one more question.
Sure.
The river, is that for drowning people in?
Yes. After 10 rounds, the loser is drowned in a river.
Okay. Great. Sure. So C53, same rules. As long as I don't lose 10 rounds, we're in good shape.
I'm a senior tech center. I cannot stress to you how bad a decision you've made.
I can't stress how important it is. I need you to lose at this game so I start looking better.
Okay. All right. So I will just take one of these cards.
You're betting now.
Oh, yep. Sure. I was just
you're betting now and placing one card face down and passing one card to the right.
Sure. But I already bet with the 100 kroon that I put in.
No, that's a blind. That is just to enter into the round.
Mm, okay. Yep.
I bet 600 kroon.
Dart, where did you get the kroon?
That is none of your business.
Okay, fair enough.
This is my 9th round, and I can't wait. Oh. I'm going to put in 500 kroon, and I like to deal in and out twice.
That is fair.
Great, great. So I'll just pass this card to the right.
That means you automatically lose the round.
What? I thought that was part of it.
There's a bet of 600 and 500. You can choose which one you wish to match.
Okay, I guess I'll match 500. I'm getting pretty close to the bottom of my croon already.
You are committed to playing an entire 11 rounds.
Cool.
Would you like to speak to the pit boss and extend a line of credit?
Is that possible?
Oh, yes.
Great!
Emissary Dexter, what are you doing?
Ah, my high roller. Hello, hello.
And I forgot to grab my croon tube.
All right, well, I can extend a line of credit.
Hey, perfect.
All right, so what are you putting against that?
Oh, I'm just going to play a couple rounds of old Nortan.
What? Do you not know how credit works?
Usually you have to put up a piece of collateral.
Right.
Oh, I guess my droid?
No.
All right, the droid is in as collateral.
No, I hate when they do that.
He would have to show an ownership deed, and he does not have that.
Oh, okay.
What brings you fellows here to the casino?
Just hanging out. Quietly, mostly, just seeing what's what.
All right, now turn over half your hand.
Okay, top half or bottom half?
Side.
Okay.
Oh, I see your hand adds up to a prime number.
Yes, it does.
All hands must be picked back up and passed to the left.
Oh, that was, but, so this isn't my hand anymore.
No.
Yeah, it was good though, right?
Are you having fun?
I'm sort of. I feel like I may have missed a couple key rules at the very top
Emissary
of it.
Emissary Dexter, you have not even heard 1% of the rules of Royal Norton.
Can I interrupt his round and do a back-to-back?
Yes, you can.
What is a back-to-back?
You now have six individual cards, which are then paired with additional cards, and can bet on each additional hand.
Okay, see,
and
I'm getting this.
To name them.
He has to name them.
Mine, Daniel.
Daniel.
And Daniel.
I thought there were six cards, though.
All right, High Roller, here's your croon up against your droid as collateral.
It shouldn't be possible.
C53, listen, I'm really sorry about this.
And Zim, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, no, well, that was
yes,
my
Yes, that was to your 10th round.
Well, there you go.
All right, then.
What? No! No! Oh!
Oh, okay.
High Roller.
Yeah.
You're about to meet one of our biggest High Rollers here at the casino.
Whoa.
Oh, I can't wait to see two High Rollers go up against each other.
Now, do you supply those trumpets or...
No, those are his.
Wow.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, I love this guy. Here he is, folks.
Hey, thanks so much. D34LR, how are you, my friend?
Mr. Ash, thank you. It is so great to see you again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your name is Mr. Ash?
Yeah, Faux Enix Ash. Yeah. Oh,
great. That's a really rolls off the tongue.
That gown that you are wearing is incredible. Where did you get that?
Thank you. It was custom.
Ah.
Mr. Ash, would you like me to load another shoe?
Yeah. You know what? I like this. I like this table. I like the vibe here. Let's load two shoes.
Just one moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing you got here now, because some old lady just got drowned.
Oh, man, I missed it.
So she lost that round, which means we won the first round?
No, the house won.
Okay.
If someone is drowned, the house wins.
Huh. Got it.
Okay, sure. Now, just in case, and there's not, but just in case there was someone at the table who had no idea how to play this game.
Well, I would tell them to watch Mr. Ash.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so tell me about your robot friend over here.
Oh, this is...
Collateral, Mr. Collateral.
Yeah. Oh. This is C-17. He's just a good old droid. We have a rapport between each other.
We do. We have a good relationship where one of us offers sound, well-measured advice, and the other one ignores it entirely.
Yeah, sometimes. Let's get that second round going, yeah. Huh, D3?
100 crude blinds?
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Yep, 100 crude
blinds. And there's your 10 card.
Hmm?
This one's
These
actually 10
cards.
With
20 cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
having
very...
trouble following?
Very.
Yeah, just back it up. Yeah. Back up the drowning thing.
Oh. Wait, what is this?
Hey, there they are. Good
you
to see you, boys. Hey, boys.
Necessary term stopper. That's a crew to help drown people.
Sorry, how many questions have you asked about the game at the table so far?
Just a couple, just to make sure that it...
He is currently 3 short of making a dupe.
Oh, no. Okay, well.
Okay. I know that this is one of my 3, but a loop is bad, right?
A dupe, not a loop. A loop is something entirely different.
That sounds like 2 questions that were asked.
I think it sounds like 2 indeed. Oh, I'm so sorry, my friend. Let's reload those shoes.
Right.
100 chrome blinds.
It is a good thing I have this tube of credit.
You know, I got a question.
Because
you do seem fun. And I do like you. So I want to ask your husband here, how much would it be for a night with your beautiful wife over here?
Wait, are you referring to me?
Of course, Corp.
Oh, yeah. So how much for, and I'll tell you, no price is too high when the proposal is this indecent.
I don't...
I love it.
Why are you here? Why are you still here?
I'm the pit boss.
Aren't you
supposed
to be...
I'm the greeter, and I'm the notary public when an indecent proposal happens.
Yeah, so you do have your stamp, am I right?
I do indeed.
All right.
No price is too high?
No price is too high.
Okay.
I'm Faux Enix Ash.
Faux Enix, can I ask you, what does a night with you entail?
Oh, man. Well, the first thing that we would do is we would sit down on a bench.
Okay.
We would look into each other's eyes deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 10 minutes, on the count of 3, we would try to guess what the other person was thinking.
Oh.
We would keep yelling words at each other until we said the same word at the same time.
Oh, great.
And then I would take you on the deck.
The deck?
Oh, yeah, the deck of my planet Crusher.
What? Can I just... Did you say Planet Crusher?
No, I said Planet Crusher.
I would love to see something so large that it could crush a Planet Crusher.
Well, if you stick around with me a little bit longer, see what a Planet Crusher does, and let me explain this to your beautiful face and eye.
My eye isn't really supposed to look like this, but...
You know what? A Planet Crusher is the thing that eliminates the evidence of the thing that has destroyed a planet.
Great. Cool. That's good. That's good information to know.
Hold that thought.
Corp
C-17, a word.
Yes, just word quick.
We will call it for a recess.
Yes, we will call it Dern.
No.
Thank you.
Gavel.
I allow it.
That last part sounded pretty interesting.
He's talking about a ship that crushes planet crushers.
C-53, you mentioned that a while back, and I always thought it was sort of a theoretical, but it sounds like that's a real thing.
Yeah.
But let's revisit the fact that he wants to pay me to spend a night with you.
I think...
It sounds too good to be true. I mean, I get rid of you for a night, I get a whole bunch of croon, and...
I think we'll get to that in just a second, Dar. I'm terrified of that, by the way.
Oh, he sounds pretty pleasant.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
What are you talking about?
You
sold me to a casino.
Okay, well, I collateraled you to a casino.
Do you understand how credit works?
I'm going to win it all back.
Or...
Ow!
Ooh,
ow!
You did deserve that. Or, instead of winning it all back, we just get it all from this very charming individual. And, you know, everything's square. C is fine. You get to experience something that, honestly, wish it was me. How are you not into this guy? I am...
What?
My flaps will not stop shaking.
Are you kidding?
No, he's got it. There is something about
his hair's so greasy, and he has all those rings.
Plus, he's a war profiteer.
It's just the way he licks all of his chins when he's talking to you. Is it not completely arousing?
I'm not into it.
And then we get to find out a little something about a little Planet Crusher.
All right, the recess is almost up. We should get back over to the table.
Okay.
And not only that, he just says things with such confidence that I am... ready to shoot.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Would you like to shoot this hand?
I would.
All right. Double the bet. We are currently at 6 losses.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Better warm that river up.
I shall. If you're overly concerned, some of our more wealthy clients download their consciousness for a small fee.
Oh, that's
so
yeah,
after
okay,
they're
sure.
drowned, they can be reloaded into a new body.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, yeah.
It is only 17,000 crew.
Okay, well.
And how much of a tube of credit has my dear corp taken out here at the casino?
Sir?
Ah, yeah, okay.
Ooh, that's a long tube of credit.
He's really sneaking back there.
Wow.
Yep, there it goes. Into the distance.
Okay, so theoretically I can afford
that. I hate to see a tube of credit that long.
Well, at first, but if you, you know, if you're able to pay it back, then what's the problem?
But I also do want to point out that if you accept my proposal, you will have a much longer tube of credit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because the notary public over here, the ink is wet on his stamp.
I'm hovering.
Listen, Phoenix, listen.
Oh, pit is empty. Reloading the pit and shuffling the chamber.
Good plan.
That's 2 more losses.
For
ooh,
who?
Seems like
for you.
Nope.
Norm is up to currently 11 wins.
Do you notice how people are putting down cards as they've been talking and you've just been staring into space?
C-17.
What?
Come here for a second.
Okay. Minor recess?
Minor recess.
C-53. Don't you understand? I can't lose this game. I'm connected to the space. All I have to do is reach out with my feelings. I can see the cards before they're even flipped over.
You don't know what you're trying to do with the cards.
That's where the space comes in. My hand just guides them where they need to go. I haven't activated it yet because I was waiting for the stakes to get higher.
I'm sorry, Dexter. If...
listen,
we
see,
never see each other again after today, which is very likely based on how things are going. I want to just say that most of it has been very good. This has been a very frustrating day for me personally.
Thank you, C-53.
Wow, there's a lot of table talk happening tonight.
All right, we're back.
Norm, I just want you to know that I love your style so much. I have some fashion friends on a distant planet, and I'm thinking about the idea of a fashion line called Normcore. Based on your style, I feel like it's something we should talk about later.
Yeah. That sounds really, really good.
Yeah. You know what? You're at 9 losses, my beautiful friend.
Nine?
And I feel like we are at what is called the river's edge.
Is it 9 already?
Yes, it's we're 9. At 9.
Then in that case, I think it's time for me to go all in with my tube of credit. Thank you.
Now you just need to choose 2 cards.
Okay.
Pass one to the left and one to the right. Pick one card in the pit to flip up and one card in the chamber to flip down.
Very
you
well.
You can swap 2 of the cards in your hand for one of the cards on the table and one of the cards from the player directly opposite of you. Take 2 cards. Pass one to the left and one to the right. Pick one card in the pit and flip it up. Take one card in the chamber and flip it over. You can swap 2 cards in your subset of your suits with another player's cards, but you must also make sure you have at least a prince or emperor in your hand or
D3,
in the pit.
I'm going to stop you right there, D3. I'm going to stop you right there. I know exactly what to do. Passing this card to the left. Passing this card to the right. Flipping this card in the pit and putting these 3 cards on top of the stack of 16 cards to my right.
Plek, there are 11 more steps and you cut him off before he explained them all.
No, I think I pretty much...
Sum the total of your hand.
Okay,
if it is under 20, you must reach across the table, tap the rhythm of the Anthem of Kudus, pull your hand back, put those cards back over...
Say no more. Is this the card I need to win?
Not know whether a card will win you or anything.
It was rhetorical. It was rhetorical. D34LR.
Do you have an assassin in your hand?
If I do, it is this one.
That is a two.
Okay, yep. And that is...
That's a loss.
Yikes.
Mr. Ash, would you like to indecent proposal him before we drown him or after?
Well... I feel like the way this is going, I'll do it afterwards.
So wow. Just...
Did you hear that, Corp? He's going to wait till you're drowned to indecent proposal you.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, my rods.
It's us.
Yeah, hi, guys.
We know who it is.
We want to play.
Well, we're about to have an open seat.
Yeah, this beautiful woman here is about to be drowned in that river over yonder.
D34LR,
we're actually willing to play Milsh Hold'em Royal Norton.
Oh,
so that means we'll play for Corp over here as well.
Yes, your life is now there blind. It is worth 100 kroon.
Cool.
Sounds about right.
Bink, what do you think?
I don't know, Pamo. Is
that
who we are?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We've been told to be very under the radar here.
Right. We're like both really into our characters right now. Like we're also full of dust.
We're so dusty. Okay. And see. Okay, so
there's your card.
Yes, we got the cards.
D34LR, these tables are completely soundproof underneath. I'm really impressed.
They're very high quality tables.
It's a very high class casino.
We're ready to make our move.
All right, I've got two heliophants in the chamber, a stone, a gem, a twinkle, and then I actually am rolling a die right now.
Would you like to spin additional?
I would, please.
Here's the spinner.
Thank you. And then... I think that's the rhythm that you were looking for.
Yes, it is, sir. Impressive.
Bink and I are one, so Bink, go for it.
Okay. I'd like to put the second one on the third one, and then the fifth one on the 20th one, but don't put it on the 15th. My eyes are on you.
No worries, ma'am.
And then I'd like to take the third one and set it on fire, but then bring it back to life, and then set it free, and then we'll know what we got. This game is so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, triple zing.
Oh, that's
Pamela and Zink win the entire round.
Wow.
That includes winning U Corp and C-17, which you put up for collateral. And Norm, you come out completely even.
Great.
I've never been in at the table when someone's hit a triple zing before.
It's very rare.
So weird.
Oh, and that means 12 losses for Phoenix in that hand.
Oh, no.
Which means drowning.
Oh, no, certainly there's a way around this.
Oh, no, the rules of Royal Norton are very strict.
You know, when I was born, a prophet looked over my body and said two words, River Phoenix.
Oh, no.
And I feel like the prophecy's been fulfilled.
I mean, I guess so.
Sir, River.
Okay, listen.
All right.
Phoenix, before you go, I feel bad. I'm sorry I couldn't reciprocate your feelings. But maybe before you get drowned, we could try that ritual you were talking about.
Oh, you mean where we stare at each other longingly and then we try to say the same word?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's try one.
Okay.
Limousine.
Wow, it went the first time.
All right, time to die.
Damn it, I really thought that was going to...
Oh, so in that final moment with him, Plek, you didn't think to ask, who did you sell the Planet Crusher to?
I felt bad, you know? It's not very often that someone's, like, attracted to me and, like, you know, it wasn't for me, but I was like, hey, you know, felt like we had a connection.
Well,
you're right.
Downloaded his consciousness up into our memory bank, so who knows? Maybe he'll come back one day. All right.
Listen, C-17, I think it's probably time we got out of here.
You know, it's customary to tip the dealer.
Okay. Hey, Bargy, where are the pets?
They're gone.
What?
Bargy, there were two pets.
I know there were two pets, and I got to the stage where a trust was made between us. I had games, and I sang it to sleep. And then I woke up, and...
Beano ate pets.
Yep.
What? How did you do that?
Beano open mouth and eat pets. Mm-hmm.
But the pets were so much larger than Beano.
Doesn't matter. Pets are gone, so we're not doing pets anymore. I'm going into pout mode.
Wait, what is pout mode?
I'm pouting.
Oh, I see what's happening now.
Pouting.
You might notice some small differences from sleep.
I'm pouting. I'm pouting.
Yeah, I'm sleep there.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Emissary Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungalow.
Hey, Nermit.
Hello.
How was the Reb talk?
I wouldn't know.
Did he sign your chest? What is that?
Visible, just above your collar.
I'll have you know that I didn't go to the talk. Okay. And
you just went to get the autograph.
I didn't even mean to get the autograph, okay? I ran into Turk Mannequin in the bathroom, and...
Oh, and you had a marker.
No, he just said, hey, little buddy, you want an autograph? And I didn't want to be rude and...
Listen, Nermit, you don't have to apologize. It's okay. We're our own team.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we do pretty well.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
What?
We found Faux Enix Ash.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we watched him get drowned in a river.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say we were responsible for him getting drowned.
I mean, indirectly. Yeah, sure.
I mean, this was going to be low pro.
Yeah, it was not. It was high pro.
Got a little high pro.
It was pretty high pro. We also learned that Faux Enix Ash owned, at one point, a Planet Crusher.
A Planet Crusher?
No.
A Planet Crusher. A planet crusher designed to crush other planet crushers.
Oh, this is huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it would have to be bigger than something big enough to crush a planet.
No, but I mean huge for us.
And the real question is, who did he sell it to?
Right.
Hey, my friend, a fellow ship, said you gave a really good rep talk.
Oh.
I have a clip.
Nermit, you did a rep talk?
No, I mean they needed some...
Play the clip, Barge.
You know what? A lot of missions operations managers think it's about them. Because you're the manager, but here's the real truth. At the end of the day, it's about your team. It's about your emissary. It's about your protocol droid. It's about your security officer, and it's about your ship. Thank you. I know they didn't publicize this talk as much as the others, and, I'm glad you guys were still in the lunchroom.
When's Turk Mannequin coming out?
He's in the giant auditorium.
Nermit.
Yeah.
You know what, Nermit?
Yeah.
I take it back. That was really nice.
Yes, I knew it.
They did a second one about how to write music.
Oh, no.
Can we see a clip from that one?
You did two rep talks?
Yeah, they've got ones at night where it's more of an entertainment focus.
Yeah, they're called rep acts. It's slightly different.
Okay. You got a clip?
So, weirdly, like, these keyboards have things just programmed into them. You can just look at this. I'm going to hit one button and listen to this beat. And I'm just going to riff on something I see.
Cool.
You know, like, and you could pet all your pets on their heads. And you want to go to bed, but you stay up late making art that could someday be real great. You want to be an artist. You want to go the farthest. Do it, you can do it. You're all so great and beautiful. So, you know, guys, just follow your dreams.
Mannequin!
95, credits and attributions droid, commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargee the Ship, the Drowned Gambler, and Wink were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. The Pit Boss and Samo were played by Winston Knoll. D-34LR was played by special guest Christopher Scott. Chris is a writer and comedy person living in New York City. He performs nerd improv with Thank You Robot and teaches improv at the Upright Citizens Brigade. He's written a couple of novels he doesn't let anyone read and loves Disney World. Follow him on Twitter at TheCAScott. Phoenix Ash was played by special guest Matt Little. Matt also performs with Thank You Robot in Science Exclamation Point every month at Caveat NYC and co-hosts Lasers in the Jungle at UCB East. He is the guy who filmed the fabled Pizza Rat video, and you can follow him on Twitter at TheMattLittle. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Additional sound effects submitted by listener Rebecca Pridmore. Thank you, Rebecca! This episode was recorded at Robert Ducky Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! A very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible.
Why is Bargee's manifest short one signal balloon?
It's not.
That's maybe just get us one sent.
It was the only thing that fit.
Okay.